launching into the second hour of the program, you can dial in toll-free to the SACL CAI toll-free lines. Oops.
Sorry, what was he doing there? Taking a bong rip?
I have no clue. I think that's legal in Sweden, though.
We'll get to our Skype caller there in a moment. He was unmuted there on not on purpose. So, what was I talking about? Oh, I have no idea. The toll-free lines.
Intro to the second hour.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Skype us at lrn.fm. And, yes, that's where our caller is right now. We're going to get to him here in a moment. But we can take more than one call on Skype. So if you want to call in on Skype, you still can at username lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it is Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. We can talk more about that a little bit later on. Plus, more to come on North Korea. Not only are they looking to put a guy to death over there, apparently, for taking photos, but there's some good news coming out of North Korea.
They found unicorns.
And that's a rarity.
It's been a little while since they found the unicorns in Pyongyang, but they found their lair.
Did they claim to have actually found unicorns?
Oh, just go ahead.
Yes.
Search unicorns.
That's not the good news you have?
No, North Korea. Is this new? Is this fresh news?
No, it's not
fresh. A couple of months ago.
Okay. No. The story's some time ago. It may have floated around again a couple of months ago. But this prize piece of internet lore has been around for a few years.
No, I've got real good news, and it's very good. We'll get to that here in moments. But first, to the phone calls, to your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Steve, we're starting with him in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Steve.
Hi, I wanted to talk about the military tonight.
Okay, sure.
Basically, I've had a sort of a change of opinion here lately, and it kind of breaks my heart, too, because for a long time I've been, supporter of, the idea of non-intervention and bringing the troops home and that kind of thing. And, well, I mean, I still support, non-intervention. I'm still anti-war, but I just have this sad thought that I honestly don't want to see tens of thousands of these soldiers and Marines coming home, because I have a feeling that the large majority of these people are going to go to work in the police state that we're seeing.
That's generally what happens.
Yeah, I don't think that the large majority of these folks are going to come home and go to work for Walmart or drive tractor trailers for a living. They're going to go sign up for DHS or, the SWAT teams or the sheriff's department. They're going to trade one uniform for another, and I think bringing the troops home would have a dark side to it. I think it would just be a huge influx of, applicants for these Homeland Security and these police jobs.
Are they currently, there's a dearth of applicants for these jobs? It would seem like there's, actually at this point might be the very best time. Not that this is really an option, but this would be the very best time because the job market is flush with people that might take these jobs, so therefore, throwing some more in would require those new people to head to the market rather than and government jobs.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see, still for the most part, I mean, in all seriousness, yeah, sure, I want the wars to end. I want people brought home. I don't want us colonizing, the whole world. But, I keep thinking that there's this dark side to all this, that, we have money printing and Keynesian economics that I think are going to make the private sector continue to shrink or in the near future become much worse before it can ever become any better, ever have any true recovery. And I just think that for the most part, I could just see lots of these people, coming back and going right to police work.
I mean, it's a legitimate concern, but obviously there are only so many jobs available. I mean, odds are good that even if you brought all the troops home, they'd still be employed as troops in doing who knows what. And you're right, they certainly would be doing police state activities. If the military wanted to put troops in the streets, they'd have plenty of them to choose from.
And there was the Keynesian theory back at the end of World War II that after the war ended, there would be a skyrocket in unemployment because all of the military would no longer be employed as military. All of the people that were employed in the factories would then lose their jobs because they wouldn't need to build bombs and other weapons of war.
But the opposite had occurred.
Steve, thank you for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. We go to Sweden, where Christer is on the line. Hello there.
Hey, I'm calling regarding the other night. a couple of ladies had some issues with your way to handle callers. Can you update us a little bit about that, perhaps, and I'll get back.
Recap. Yeah, you want me to recap that?
Recap. Sure. Yes, please, if you would.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to turn you down while you're doing whatever it is you're doing there.
Yeah, there's a lot of background noise.
Yeah. So
Skype it has such good call quality that it could be anything. He could be running his fingernails across his laptop, and that's doing it. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's adjusting his microphone or something. But anyway, there was a lengthy discussion on the Friday night show about my bedside manner, as Julia put it. She says she agrees with the things that I say, but she doesn't like the way, in some cases, that I will talk to people, or, as Nemi put it, burst people's bubble. For instance, like if someone calls in with something of an idea for activism that they want to do in their area, that I won't give them a big boost and say, well, that's just a great idea, and yeah, you should do that. That I'll tell them, well, you know, maybe that's not going to work so well, and here's why. And that I'm critical of what some people are doing, and that's a bad thing because these people love the show. They're calling in to talk to their hero or something like that and express what it is that they think the next great activism thing should be, and that I'm bursting their bubbles, and so therefore I have Asperger's syndrome because I can't relate to people. Or something like that.
Well, I already think that's the case. But I...
Right, because I've been a successful business owner because I can't relate to people, right?
I would look through... there's lots of people with Asperger's. Asperger's is a continuum, a spectrum, just like autism's a spectrum disorder. And I think that one can point to some certain issues for you. I've worked with you for 10 years. I don't think my opinion should just be tossed out in this area. Nor do I think it really matters, ultimately.
So anyway, I'm going to bring Krister back on the line here. Are you with us?
Yes, I just want to... The Asperger, that's the one that kicked me, started to tick me off, really. Because I would, in one sentence, put it this way. If you had the show... If you had the Free Talk Live show divided into 7 days with one of the hosts each day, I'm telling you, and this is honest, you would be the one that had the most listeners, and the other ones would have maybe a part of
the... Well, I appreciate
the,
that, but I don't know if it's... true. I don't know if that's true. It's your opinion, and you're certainly entitled to it.
It's not only my opinion, I'm sure of it, because... But nevertheless, I get that a lot myself. People get ticked off because of my way to put, present myself or my opinion or my ideals or whatever. And I can't help it. I can't really help to tell them other than what I think is best for them. And ultimately, I need to tell them sometimes that, hey, listen, I'm sorry if you get disturbed by the way I present the truth as I know it. But in the end, I do it even also, or, not. It's not just for myself, for me. It is for you and I equally. And this is the best way I can help you and help me and society at large. And it doesn't really matter if you don't take it, You need to consider what I'm really trying to do here. You need to consider that I'm trying to help all of society or humanity or whatever to improve. And if the way I'm presenting it doesn't really, get to you the first time,
yeah, I see where you're coming from. I don't feel like, when I've communicated to somebody that I think their activism idea isn't going to be particularly effective, that I'm nasty or mean about it. I feel like I just attempt to communicate my personal opinion about whether or not I think it's going to be effective, or maybe it might be more effective in New Hampshire, that kind of thing. Krister, I appreciate your call and the input here tonight. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have listening options on our website. You can go and get tuned in via our live streams. There are three different size streams. We've got the broadband version, the mid-band, and the narrow-band version. And the other night there was a problem with the broadband version because our service provider had switched IP addresses, so there was some stuff that needed to get reconfigured, and it just didn't get done before the show. So people were not able to tune in on that particular show via the broadband stream. But that's okay, because we have other streams, and they're not running on the same server. So if one stream is down, try another one and see if that one's working, and odds are good, it will be. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in online and learn about our non-online listening options, like the over 110 radio stations we have coast-to-coast, satellite listening choices like XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air satellite, which is brought to you by Bitcoin, by the way. There's also our webcam option and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So please go to listen.freetalklive.com and learn more.
If you're as excited about Bitcoins as I am, and I am very excited about Bitcoins and online currencies in general, I should say international currencies in general, then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be May 17th through the 19th, San Jose, California, in the San Jose Convention Center for Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments at Bitcoin 2013. That's the conference, the Bitcoin conference that's going on. There's going to be all kinds of experts from around the Bitcoin universe. They're going to be talking about, you know, sort of different areas of education. Certainly there'll be networking opportunities, perhaps even opportunities beyond that for the bold, for the willing to seize the future of payments. You can go sign up now at Bitcoin2013.com. I'm excited. I'm going to be there, and I'm just ready as I could possibly be to hear all these people talking about Bitcoins.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be broadcasting live both that Friday and Saturday, and maybe Sunday as well.
What about Thursday now, right?
Thursday, we're not going to be at the Bitcoin conference, but we will still be in California. There. So we may do a show live from a radio station on Thursday.
Bitcoin2013.com.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Bitcoin2013.com. We go back to the phones here. In this case, it's another Skype call. Rod is on the line in Canada. Rod, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hi, Ian. I thought that you're...
Oh, no. I don't know what the problem is, Rob, but I'm turning you on. I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment here. I don't know if you've got an upload going on in the background. 99% of the time, Skype actually works very, very well. And every now and then, there's that one call that'll come in, and it's just not
working.
Close
that window with the YouTube page on it.
Well, he's probably uploading something or something like that.
He might be on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that could be it, too. We'll try him back here in a short bit. He just dropped off the line, actually, so maybe we'll get him back. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You want to Skype us? You can Skype over at lrn.fm. He was calling about the bursting bubbles thing, too. And, of course, you know, as always, I get feedback on both sides of this, right? Mm-hmm. So, on one hand, I've got Julia telling me that that I'm treating people badly with my bedside manner, and then on the other hand, I had a lady at the party that we were at on Saturday night tell me that she appreciates that my perspective on the show and letting people know what I think and all that. And I tried to explain on Friday night, look, I'm not doing pork therapy. I'm not doing a suicide helpline. I don't need to candy coat everything I say.
Agreed.
To try to make it as palatable as possible for the person receiving the conversation. Look, I understand maybe somebody's calling in that thinks I'm their hero, and then they get taken down, their idea gets taken down or something like that. Have you listened to the show before? I mean, sometimes that's what happens when people call in, and I'm a talk radio host, so I have, I have an affinity for having some level of conflict or disagreement on the air. I think that makes good talk radio. I think you can have good talk radio and not have that.
You could go too far in being a jerk, too.
Right.
And
but I don't say those things to be a jerk.
Well,
I say them to be honest about
also,
what I think.
And it's difficult. It's a difficult situation to be put in. You, Ian, who's been an activist for your entire adult life and sometime before that, too, that's gone out there and given the blood, the sweat, and the tears into this. What are you, 32, 33?
Yeah, 32.
Since you were 16 or 17, you've been a libertarian activist.
Basically, yeah.
And you have done this stuff. Somebody says, you know what? The Free State Project's been really successful. I'd like to have that kind of success where I live. You know what? I could start a project here in my town and draw people here, and we would be just as successful as the Free State Project. Breathlessly calls into Free Talk Live to suggest this idea, and we picked up and moved our lives from Sarasota, Florida, a nationally syndicated radio talk show, picked up and moved because we thought moving where other people was a better idea than staring where we were and collecting people towards us. And
if you just
believe strongly in this,
just should have started the Gulf Coast Florida project.
And I have a variety of reasons why that would work.
Half a dozen friends that you knew to move to Sarasota.
Well, at least we had a radio show at that point. But here's one of the things that I really dislike about these ideas is imagine the hubris. Imagine the kind of just over-encompassing pride that an individual must have to suggest that another person sell houses and cars and separate themselves from family to come live where they are and do the stuff that they want them to do. That person is a would-be cult leader in my mind.
But the one thing Arrow, Oklahoma will become free if everybody just moves to where Jamie Crane lives.
That's, you know, I might do that just to hear the jokes. But other than that, I mean, you know, if you're not going to entertain me, it's not worth it. But the thing I really like about the Free State Project is, Ian, who is the central leader of the Free State Project?
Nobody. Ian Freeman.
Some people might say Ian Freeman, and those people are laughably ignorant. Just laughably ignorant.
Oh, yeah. Well, we actually...
She's the queen.
Carla is, you know, certainly great and everything like that, but no one would claim for a second that the Free State Project is run by Carla Garrett.
You want to talk about some laughable ignorance? When Daryl and I were heading out this weekend to the Seacoast, we were listening to the local radio station, WKBK. They have a local talk show on Saturday mornings called Talkback. We're actually listening via the TuneIn app because they're finally streaming. It took them years to finally get an audio stream on the air, but they finally got it. And so we're listening to this, and there's a guy who calls in after me. I had called in for a different reason entirely, not to talk about Free State anything, just to kind of correct something that was said on the air. This guy calls in right after me to out me, and he said, "That's Ian Freeman. He's a cult leader," and goes on to claim that there's a difference between the Free Keeners and the Free State Project participants, and that he knows because Cynthia asked him how he knew all this. He said he's been researching us for years, that Free Keen people will tend to show up at Free State Project events, but whenever Free Keen throws an event, no one from the Free State Project will go because Free State Project participants don't like people from Free Keen, is what he said.
I think there's an amount of truth to what he says, but to state it as a sort of a whole thing shows ignorance, too.
There may be some people within the Free State Project who don't much care for some of the things at Free Keen.
Like the ones that were on NPR and called you Freak Staters?
But everybody who, anytime Free Keen or anyone from Free Keen has ever put on an event, it has been well attended by Free State Project participants. So anyway, Daryl called in and set that guy straight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come here tonight, your calls about what you want. You can take control of the airwaves. Also, some interesting news from someone who has escaped North Korea. We'll tell you about it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom. mom, guaranteed you stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. The Us Tonight in studio, Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Daryl joins us courtesy of fpp.cc. It is a publishing website, but publishes more than just things in print. You do print books and a newspaper, which the newspaper you can read for free online over at news.fpp.cc, but you also do radio things like Peace Love Liberty Radio, and also you've got a couple of podcasts out there as well.
Yeah, the FPP Freedom Minute, which you can hear in rotation on the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM, and I also am the voice of the police accountability report that is put out by Cop Block.
It's good stuff. And both of them you can link to through radio.fpp.cc?
The police accountability report is not linked onto FPP.
Maybe it
just
should
because,
be.
Well, it's not officially an FPP project.
True.
It's Cop Block.
Yeah, but you could say, I'm Daryl Perry, and this is the other project I do.
Yeah, I you know what? I will do that during the next news.
That way people who want to get everything that you are involved in can get it all in one place, which should be your website.
Yes.
FPP.cc. Not to tell you how to do things or anything like that.
It's a good idea.
Because apparently
Ian is not my soul leader, but I do what he tells me.
Yes, Ian. We will do as you say.
Ian is not a cult leader.
So tired.
He tells me this every day.
And what a terrible cult leader he is. I mean, anybody anybody who spends any time with this guy just realize he doesn't particularly like people. A cult leader is somebody who's
That's
gregarious.
Not true.
Wait a second. Let me defend my statement. He's gregarious. He's all about it.
And I get accused of liking people too much. That I like everybody who comes into this movement, and I'm not skeptical or whatever.
That is certainly an accusation
that
people make.
You don't have a douchebag filter.
That is the what I would contend is, to some extent, your single-mindedness about liberty, is that you tend to think that when people believe some of the same ideas as you do, that, you know, that you give them an extra little nod in the right direction. But that's not my point. My point is that you tend to separate yourself from people with electronic devices. When you go to Porkfest and these kind of things, people come up, they want to talk. I'm the one who engages them and looks them in the eye, and you're busy fiddling with your knobs and stuff on the electronics devices because you have things.
You're talking about when we're doing the show?
Not just doing the show, but generally is what I'm saying. Is generally I end up being the ambassador of Free Talk Live, and generally you end up sitting back and playing with the gizmos because you're a terrible cult leader. That's the point I'm trying to make. A cult leader is going to be there figuring out some way to get their hand in their pocket or in their pants. One of the two. That's what cult leaders do.
Yeah. Usually, I'm, you know, if it's the showtime at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I'm usually pretty busy. And if someone comes up, I'll greet them. And then I usually have to get back to doing something. But typically, if that's not the case, I'm, you know,
you're wearing your rainbow hat and a tutu during the big gay dance party.
Yeah. I don't know, Mark. Maybe I certainly see where you're coming from in that you don't have the same level of technical responsibility as I do, so you have more availability to have a short conversation with somebody, and that's good.
I consider myself to be an ambassador of the Free State Project and Free Talk Live, and I, you know, talking to people that are fans is a big part of that. Whereas I think, to some extent, you're going to enjoy yourself at the event, however you go in about enjoying yourself, but... You know, you don't have a prepared list of questions that you ask somebody up who comes up and says, hey, I really like the show. I've got a whole bunch of questions that I ask people in there in order to engage them and make them feel like, hey, you got to meet the guy from that does the show you like and stuff.
Okay, so what are the prepared questions? Pretend I'm a fan. Hey, Mark, I really like the show.
Well, how'd you find out about
that? That was what I would have asked first, Mark, by the way.
What's that?
How'd you find out about it?
Yeah, how'd you find out about the show?
This isn't rocket science.
No, it's not that difficult.
I found out from the Pork Fest. You guys were here last year, and I started listening.
Excellent. Well, and where are you from?
Why are you asking me where I'm from? That sounds like a Fed question. Are you a Fed?
That is the best game at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's not quite as good as Humans versus Zombies, but it's pretty good.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And something else that was pointed out, just since we're still on the topic, on Friday night, was that, oh, well, you're bursting people's bubbles, and you don't have good bedside manner or whatever. And I pointed out that I'm not the same off the air as I am on the air. I mean, I have to put on a show on the air. Off the air, I'm more likely to sit back and listen to somebody rather than talk. And, you know, that's just the way it is. I'm doing a show. It is a show to some extent. There's a difference in personality because of that, because I've got 3 hours of airtime to fill. Thankfully, I'm not doing that all by myself because I'd bore myself to tears doing that. That's one of the reasons why I think having multiple hosts on a show is good. Because it makes things more interesting, because I'm not obsessed with my own opinion and whatever it is that I think. And I've admitted many times that I'd love to be proven wrong. Please, I hope that somebody can come up with whatever activism idea that I've said I didn't think was going to work, and then show me and show everybody else that, hey, this did work, and it is working, and, you know, you were wrong, Ian Freeman, and great, I will be happy to be wrong about this.
Right, and I'm in the same boat as you are on this. I have the same opinion, generally similar opinion. I think that actually we're going to find free societies working more quickly on cruise ships 12 miles off the shore of the United States.
Let me know when that happens.
Indeed, there's some deployment issues that are in place.
But and the cruise ship freedom idea makes the whole love it or leave it a little bit worse, because like let's just theorize that Cheshire County, New Hampshire, becomes free overnight. There is no more government in Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
Well, no more state.
And I don't really particularly like the sort of, you know, whatever flavor of stateless society that happens to take root in Keene. There's a lot of lefties, so it's probably going to be one of these, you know, anarcho-socialist sort of things, and maybe I don't like that. It's a whole lot easier to leave and go to Manchester when there's land connecting me. If I get on the cruise ship...
You've heard of boats, right?
If I get on the cruise ship, it makes leaving a whole lot more difficult.
You really think that people are going to get kidnapped on these things? Is that the claim?
I'm not saying kidnapped, but let's just say that I'm on the boat for 6 months, and then I decide, you know what, I really don't like the way some of these things are going. I want to leave.
You pick the wrong boat. If you can't get if they don't have a ferry running several times a day to the land, then you pick the wrong boat. You picked the prison boat, Daryl. And I can't help you.
I mean, you would think that the boat would have, even if it's not several times a day, at least a few, you know, a couple times a week, some sort of boat going to get food from somewhere. Because he's probably not going to eat fish all the time.
This is my speculation.
That's what I want lobster every day.
Apparently you don't know how they catch lobsters either.
On a boat.
Traps set in relatively shallow water.
Okay. From a boat.
But if
they pick those up with a boat,
God,
Mark.
I'm going to die. So when somebody says that they want to start their new free state project, you know, the Northwest United States Free State Project or whatever it is.
Free State Conk Republic.
I see some value to that. But, you know, I want to point out the reasons why the Free State Project is a better idea than those. It's one of the first things I want to do because I was convinced at one point, too. I didn't want to pick up and move from Sarasota, Florida, where there's far more sunshiny days, the whitest beach sand in the world, where they've got palm trees and wonderful art all over the place, to move to New Hampshire, where, you know, a good portion of the year is the frozen tundra. I wasn't looking for that. But
they've got Yetis here.
I've been looking for them. I'm trying to find Bigfoot. But that's what it took in order to find some more level of freedom. And I found hope up here for the ideas of liberty.
Yeah.
That wasn't anywhere in Sarasota.
855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I feel like I owe it to whoever it is that's listening and calling to be honest and speak my highest truth. And not speaking in a way that's upsetting or offensive or mean. I've never had the intention to do that. And if I ever am that way, please call me out on it. 855-450-FREE. But it may not be what you wanted to hear. It's Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Got a simple question for you. can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Mark, tell me where to get some good eats.
Well, if you want some eats that'll last you up to 25 years, it's food.freetalklive.com. We have some storable food there, the Legacy Premium brand, which is singular in the stored food realm because it's the only one that's 100% GMO free. 100% MSG free, 100% artificial flavor free, 100% preservative free, and it's less than $1.50 a meal. This is incredible because you can't, I mean, where can you get a dollar fifty meal? I mean, it's impossible. And then one that lasts on top of that for 25 years, mm-hmm. that comes in storable totes that are rodent proof or rodent resistant or whatever. I don't know that. I mean, I suppose a really dedicated rodent could get in there. I just can't imagine that they would.
It would have to know there's food in there in the first
place.
Right,
it can't smell through the vacuum-packed, nitrogen-flushed Mylar packs with the oxygen absorber in them.
Yeah.
Seems really unlikely that they could. But, if it really wanted to, I suppose it could. I didn't experience that when I had the totes. And I think it's kind of neat because they'll float on top of the water, too, so they can't even get damaged by it.
The rodents or the food?
I guess. I mean, the rodents, it's their damn problem. I don't really care. There's free shipping on all orders from food.freetalklive.com. There's a comparison chart there that I found very motivating when I was looking and doing the comparing. It's food.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here. We're going to try Rod again. He is on a different internet connection now and sounding better. Rod in Canada.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much. Listen, I just wanted to thank you a lot for all you do and especially for the promotion that you do of Bitcoin. Lately, something clicked in my brain about Bitcoin, and I think this might just be the thing that really helps bring down the state, you know?
It's certainly helping people protect their assets. Ooh, got to watch the microphone there.
I think it could go further than that. Just like torrent downloads, made IP law basically irrelevant. I think Bitcoin might have the potential to do the same for legal tender.
You know, I haven't heard of a story recently where the MPAA and their goons and the government have gone after somebody for downloads. It's been years since I've heard of one of these you know, $600,000 for 30 downloads kind of stories. And it may be that they've just given up. So,
or maybe you just haven't heard about it.
It could be so ordinary that they're not putting the stories out, but it seems unlikely that it would slide past me. I have a relatively good system for figuring these stories
out. There's a lot of news out there. I would be interested to hear, though, whether that's the case. When was the last time somebody was prosecuted for an IP file sharing?
Successful prosecution.
So
I think they just take one little victim, you know, just to make an example out of them. But in general, the amount of downloads that are done is staggering.
Well, are you concerned, though? There was some news. I actually had my show prep today that's sort of relevant to this discussion because, Rod, apparently the Canadian Taxing Authority, whatever they're called, has come out now and said that Bitcoin transactions will be taxed.
Yeah, but, you know, that shows their ignorance. I mean, how are they going to achieve that?
Voluntary compliance.
I guess so.
No, that's the only way they can achieve it, because if you don't tell them about your Bitcoin transactions, they'll have no idea.
Exactly. It's just like cash transactions, you know, and there's a huge cash economy here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they say whatever they want, but, you know, the underground economy is alive and well.
So I tend to think that the idea that bitcoins are going to bring down the state is overstated. And let me make my case.
Sure.
The fact is that commodity currencies, of which Bitcoin is one, it is a virtual commodity, but it is a commodity nonetheless. Commodity currencies have existed throughout man's history. 6,000 years they've existed. The state has existed a similar period of time. Mm-hmm. 9,000 is the number that the best number I can come up with this concept of essentially a gang of highwaymen that decided not to travel. They were just going to take over a town and say, hey, we're protecting you and you've got to give us your money. If not, we're going to do bad things to you. So why would you claim that a commodity currency would diminish, would stop the state, would undermine the state?
Well, for several reasons. One is that you can take it in and out of a country without a trace, which is not the case with commodity currencies, with gold and silver. I still have to, you know, declare what I'm putting through the mail and things like that. With mm-hmm. Bitcoin, you don't have that. The other thing is that Bitcoin is more suited for the internet economy. I think gold, I mean, at least at the moment, the vehicles, I think Peter Schiff has a gold-denominated a credit card, but it's, like, really expensive.
I haven't heard of that. Okay.
And yeah, it's also not available in the United States of America.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So yeah, there have been attempts at this in the past, this credit card backed with gold, and they've never gone anywhere.
I'm for it. When somebody rolls it out, I'm going to be the first one to call them for advertising on Free Talk Live.
It's really hard to make it work. It's really expensive to hold the metal, and the fees are staggering.
Yep.
And Bitcoin is basically free.
And anytime the government wants to come get the metal for whatever reason, oh, sorry, E-Gold, you violated one of our little rules here. We've got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pages of rules, and you violated one. Sorry, we're going to shut you down and take all your gold.
Exactly. And not only that, but you can see from the gold ETFs, for example, that some of them don't have the metal, you know, they just have contracts.
Oh, yeah.
So that has created a lot of, you know, skepticism with these, you know, gold products, you know, that maybe they don't have the metal. So that's another problem. And the divisibility aspect is complicated also for gold and silver. It's not insurmountable, but Bitcoin is just so much more, you know, practical.
So you're bringing up a bunch of good points about Bitcoin that make it unique and make it valuable as a currency, but I don't know if you really answered why those things will bring down the state.
Basically, what I think is just the same way that torrents could not be attacked, that they could not be stopped, that they basically made IP law irrelevant.
I wouldn't say that IP law is irrelevant. Aaron Schwartz, before he committed suicide, was facing multiple lifetimes in jail.
You're right. But he wasn't using torrent downloads. He basically hacked into something, or correct me if I'm wrong, but he
downloaded some stuff and posted it. He was
okay,
using
I'm sorry,
college,
I just don't know the case well enough.
He was using the college connection to a website called JSTOR to download documents that are posted for free for anyone with a login to JSTOR to download.
And he wrote a script to download multiple batches of
yes.
those documents. And
he downloaded everything they had.
But it's not a peer-to-peer protocol.
Look, I get where you're coming from, but I mean, torrents
like
haven't killed intellectual property.
I'd like to suggest different verbiage.
You're right.
I'd like to suggest different verbiage. That Bitcoin undermines the power of the state.
That much is true.
And here's one yes. way that it really can do it. Because Bitcoin is an international currency without political ties, governments, if they're at any point forced to use Bitcoins because it's become so ubiquitous, would lose the power of printing their own currency, which allows them to start wars with impunity and go about all kinds of other projects that don't have the public's backing because the public's not on board. During World War II, they had war bonds. People were emotionally on board with World War II, so they bought the war bonds. During the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, President Bush said, go shopping. He didn't issue war bonds because the government
yes,
doesn't need your war bonds. What?
There were war bonds.
What are you
issues.
Talking about? Why didn't he? People asked specifically about war bonds. I have never heard of what you're talking about. Please back up that statement.
They were not called war bonds. It was a special form of saving bonds.
Okay.
That was specifically for the purposes of fighting the war on terror.
Why do you think that George Bush didn't use that opportunity to...
Because George Bush is a bumbling idiot who opened a library last week and already colored in half of the coloring books that were put in there.
Hey, Rod, thanks for your call tonight. I think
sure,
that one thing is for sure about Bitcoin is that it's certainly going to help the freedom movement, and it already is. There are probably
yes.
a bunch of people in the liberty movement who are new money rich because... Of investing in Bitcoins in the early days, and that can only help us. And for all the reasons you've stated, it will help those of us who love the ideas of liberty protect ourselves from the ravages of the state and its taxation and its regulations.
Yeah, the taxation part, I think, is huge. They're not going to be able to garnish anything. I mean, it's going to be, I think it's going to be revolutionary.
Thanks for, it already is, and I thank you for the
thank
call
you.
Tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855 453.
Well,
he was
they
on
can
Skype.
Garnish wages because, you know, employers could continue to pay people in U.S. dollars in cash. And
but
they,
the more accepted Bitcoin is, the more of a threat it becomes to the state.
Agreed.
And the more useful it becomes to those of us who oppose the state. Hour number three is on the way. So I don't think Bitcoin itself is going to bring down the state, but I think it'll be a critical factor in whatever it is that comes next. Mark, more on the way. Hour three next on North Korea and some encouraging news from someone who escaped.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.